is another Tisha B'Av. We have to understand what is the Avodas Hayoyim on Tisha B'Av. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Keles, there's an Eis Lischoik and an Eis Livkois. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. And Rashi comments, when is the Eis Livkois? That's Tisha B'Av. And the theme of crying runs constantly through Megillas Eicha to the Haftarah today. Bocha Yisivke Balayla. She weeps in the night. V'dimos Alechya. Her tears are on her cheeks. Al Eile Anivoychia. Over these I weep. Eini, Eini, Yordamayim. My eyes overflow with tears. Eicha even tells us how to cry. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich. Pour out your heart like water. On Tisha B'Av, when we allow ourselves to feel this pain of the Churban, to feel the pain of the Golus, we fulfill this Eis Livkois, this time designated for tears. Yirmiyahu Hanavi, who wrote Eicha, in the Haftarah today we saw he said, Mi yitein roish yimayim, if only my head was filled with water. And what he meant was, I would cry endlessly if I had so much water to cry. He was saying, better than my head, filled with Torah, with Nevuah, with Kedusha. I wish it was full of water, because I could keep crying, because it's this crying that is going to bring the Geula. So we see very clearly, crying is the Avodas Hayoyim on Tisha B'Av. It all began with the Chet HaMeraglim, when they returned and spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. They cried, a Bechiya Shel Chinam. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, because that Bechiya Shel Chinam, I'm going to be Kaveh Lechem, a Bechiya Shel Ledoiris. There's going to be a Bechiya throughout history. That is the Avodah of Tisha B'Av, to take those meaningless tears, those tears they cried that night, and transform them into meaningful tears, into a heartfelt yearning for the Shechinah, for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. On Tisha B'Av, we lost Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, and suffered so many other tragedies, including the expulsion from England, Spanish Inquisition, World War I, which eventually led to World War II. But it sounds so harsh. We cried for nothing. Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'll give you something to cry about. That's not how the Rebbeinu Shlomo works. What does that mean? We have to try and understand it. In order to understand it, you have to analyze what are tears. Crying is a blank slate. When you see someone crying, there's many reasons he could be crying. It could be crying tears of joy, tears of tragedy, or emotional tears. There are all different types of tears. Here's one thing they show is they demonstrate a very strong emotion. But there's another type of tears, and that's tears of despair, tears of yush. When someone feels hopeless, they often begin to cry. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. Their business went bankrupt. They lost their job. Someone is fairly ill, and you see them crying. But very often those tears are tears of yush. They gave up hope. They're saying, I don't believe there's a Rebbeinu Shlomo who can help me. Those were the tears of Klai Yisrael on that night. And this was a terrible reaction on their part. This was a Dor. That was a Dor Deo. They'd seen Makas Mitzrayim, a Kriyas Yamsuf, Anonikovid, a Be'er, the Mon. How could they be crying like that? The Rebbeinu Shlomo had taken care of them in every possible way. And now it's like they're denying the Rebbeinu Shlomo. With that lack of emunah, that made the Bechir Shel Chinam so chomer. They cried tears of disconnection, and therefore Hashem said, there'll be a Bechiya L'Doiris. And because they cried those tears of hopelessness, they had to be stuck in those tears. Those tears of disconnection with tears of connection, tears of Dveikus Hashem. If someone steals an object, he has to return it. What happens if he sells it to someone else, and the owner was Miyash? So then the person can keep it. Now, the person who had the item stolen, he feels terrible, he wants his item back. So he goes to the person who stole it. He says to him, can you give it back to me? It's my item. It has tremendous sentimental value to me. I'd like it back. He doesn't have to give it. Why? It belongs to the first person. And the reason is, when he was Miyayish, that destroyed his connection with that object. It's not his anymore. Yush breaks connection. So when Klai Yisrael cried tears, tears of hopelessness, tears of despair, tears of Yush. They were disconnecting from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we need to reconnect that. We need to correct that with the right tears. The word for disconnection is nituk. Nituk is to disconnect, and that's the same letters as the word kinnis. Kinnis, lamentations. Our avoided today is to cry real tears. Tears of lamentation, tears of connection, tears of reconciliation. But we can ask, what's so special about crying? Why can't you just be sad, broken, upset? So imagine a person comes to a chasna, and he sees someone dancing in the middle, wildly in the middle. He thinks that must be the chasna. You say, no, that's not the chasna. That's the guy, he likes dancing. He hardly knows the chasna at all. He sees somebody else there, and he looks so happy, he's smiling, he's laughing. That must be the chasna. No, he just likes a good meal. It became very hard in a chasna to see who the chasna is. But one goes to Levi, Rachman Itzlon, one sees someone sobbing, crying uncontrollably, crying copious tears, you know for sure that person is someone very close, someone who really cares. Nothing demonstrates relationship more than tears. No wonder our avoid is to cry. I once heard from Rabbi Nate Siegel an incredible story. He was going out west for Torah Mesorah, and somebody in the shul said to him that when you're out there, please do me a favor. My parents live in that town. I'd like you to meet with them. They think Orthodox Jews are crazy. I'd like them to see that Orthodox Jews are normal. So Rabbi Siegel said he was very happy to get our scholar there as normal, and he agreed. He met with the parents. Both were professionals. One was a doctor and the other a lawyer. He met with them and he said, your son told me when he was young he was extremely difficult. And he didn't explain to him, what did he mean that he was so difficult? Could he tell me? And they said, yes, difficult is an understatement. He was impossible. We didn't know what to do with him. Whatever you could do wrong, he did wrong. And it came to a point we couldn't handle him anymore. And at that time, he ran away from home. I'm embarrassed to say that we felt relieved, so we didn't know what to do with him. He was so challenging. He left and we didn't hear from him. I had, at that time, a lifelong dream. It was to be appointed to the South American lecture tour. That's a doctor would go around different countries in South America and give medical lectures. And my dream finally came true. I was chosen. I spent weeks preparing for those lectures, practicing in front of the mirror, in front of my wife, in front of my friends. And finally, I was ready to leave. We were scheduled to leave on a Monday morning. On Sunday, we get a call from my son. And he says, I've hit rock bottom. I'm on an Indian reservation. I can't take it anymore. I'd like to come home. And I said to him, for sure, come home. When are you coming? And he said, my flight's arriving Monday night. I was about to tell him, we're not going to be there. We're leaving Monday morning. But my heart didn't let me. I said, I'll be there at the airport. I cancelled the tour. It was difficult for me, but I didn't go. And that night, I met my son at the airport. When he saw me, he ran towards me. He hugged me, I hugged him. We hugged and we cried. I don't know how long that crying lasted. I don't know, it was 5 seconds, 5 minutes or 5 hours. But one thing I can tell you, that was the greatest speech I've ever given. Tears themselves can be a speech. They can say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to get close to you. I want to be connected. We have to cry like that father and son, tears of reconnection. Particularly after what we've gone through since October 7th, not just in Israel, but worldwide, we feel the sinner of the Goyim. Just as the Pesuk in Eicha says, Potsu alaych p'em kolevayich, all your enemies open their mouths wide against you. Sharku v'yachriyu shein, omru belonu achze ha'yoyim shekvinu matzonu re'inu. They hissed, they gnashed their teeth, they said, we have swallowed her up. Surely this is the day we long for, we have lived to see it. On October 7th, many around the world celebrated our downfall. They said, Zeh hayoyim shekevinu motzonu ro'inu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes it so clear in his Siddur why we should cry now. He writes, Il mole lo hoya el ovein zeh b'yodenu, if this was our only chet, she'en misavlin al yerushalayim, that we don't mourn for yerushalayim, dai laharech kol yoseinu, that would be enough to lengthen our galus. And he continues, that is the cause of all of our troubles, all the pain that we have in Golus. And this is why all the nations are trying to destroy us. Because mourning has left our hearts. And Beyichud particularly, he writes, Beyoim Tishbav, Mi V'mi Hamis Abel. Who is there mourning? V'nenach and groaning al Churban Abayis. Who is crying and caring about the Churban Abayis? All the Torahs of Klai Yisrael began with tears, and it is tears will bring our Yeshua. And Almana once cried to Rabbi Levine. He tried to comfort her, but she said to him, "What happened to all my tears? I davened, I cried for my husband to live. I shed thousands and thousands of tears. Were all those tears wasted?" Rabbi said to her, "After 120 in the next world, you will see how meaningful and precious your tears were. Hashem gathered every single teardrop and treasured it like a diamond. You will discover that whatever some harsh decree, when there's a gzeirah on Klal Yisrael, one of your tears came and washed away that gzeirah." And when she heard this, she burst into tears, not tears of sorrow, but tears of courage and hope. Tisha B'Av is an ace livkois, and all the tears we cry are precious to the Rabbani Shleim. As we say in Slichos, Yirotzum ufnecha shemeh kol bichyos, we beg the Rabbani Shleim, listen to our cries, Shetosim dimnaseinu v'noiduch aliyos, put them, our tears, in a jug, v'satzi leinu mikol gezeiros achzorios, and save us from all the terrible gezeiros, ki lechalavad einenu tliyos, our eyes are to you alone. Just like to end, something that happened to a close friend of mine. Many of you here know him. He was a Rebbe many, many years in Shiusman Valley, Rabbi Yochanan Wozniak. He had a bad case of COVID in 2020. He was on a ventilator in a coma for 3 months. Nobody expected him to live. But, miracle of miracles, eventually he came home. His children and grandchildren, he has many of them, sang and danced in front of his house to greet him when he came. And they hung a sign on the door, and the sign said, "Mishen Nichnas Av Marbim B'Simcha." When the father comes home, the simcha is increased. If we take this Tisha B'Av seriously, if we cry and mourn for the Churban, then Mitz Hashem, next year, we will all have signs hanging in our homes, "Mishen Nichnas Av Marbim B'Simcha." Vav Shavuos.